Jeff Erickson here with you, having our starting lineups announced. We'll take you through them as they go through it. First up for Oscoda, it will be number one, the freshman, Lou Alowipke. Number two, the sophomore, Ava Gooch. Number four, the senior, Ellie Kellstrom. Number 12, the senior, Mia Wipke. And number 22, the sophomore, Kingsley Backstrom. For Elk Rapids, they will start number two, the senior, Lauren Bingham. Number three, the senior, Lily Morton. They will start number 11, junior, Kendall Stanfist. They will start number 15, sophomore, Hunter Schellenbarger. And they will start number 32, junior, Morgan Bergquist. Head coach of the Owls, Mark Toppy. Head coach of Elk Rapids is Mike Brown. 8 minutes up on the clock. We are ready to go.
Mr. Tom Johnson and Mr. Gordy.
Live from Gaylord Girls District basketball action, regional basketball action. And it's brought to you in part by Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake, State Farm agent Sean Clark of Oscoda, Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena, Coletta Air of Oscoda, and Janice Tyronato of Oscoda and Tawas City. Kingsley Backstrom will head to the center circle. Owls will move left to right. She will jump. Again, it looks like number 11, Kendall Stanfist. Center brings it there, bringing it to center court is the official, controlled by Elk Rapids. And it's Morton. Morton goes left side to Stanfest. Brings it right back up top by the Blue Devil logo. Right side to Bingham. Bingham into the corner. And kicking it back out to Bingham was number 15, Schellenbarger. Schellenbarger hands that one off to Stanfest. Stanfest back to the left corner. Left wing three and a foul here on Luella Wipke. As Lauren Bingham shot that left wing three.
Good defense. Opening up here with a zone, coming out in a little bit of a 1-2-2, putting some pressure on the wings as well, and did a really nice job, forced them to take a long contested three-pointer, but she got her after the shot, and now we got the basketball stuck up there in between the rim and the backboard, and Brad Allen actually is running out there, and he's going to jump up, and hey, he's got it down. Thank you, Brad. We appreciate that.
Get the headset back on.
There you go. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
So that will send Bingham to the line. The lefty will shoot three. Just underway, this regional semifinal. First shot by Bingham is good. That gets us in the scoring column.
Nice looking stroke. She left it up there for everybody to see. She's feeling it a little bit.
Second free throw is good as well.
Real nice stroke for number two. That's Bingham. She's a senior. Good length as well. Nice long arms.
Third free throw rims out. Rebound tipped around, and it will be controlled by Elk Rapids. Right side now back up top to Morton. Morton left side. Stanfest for three. Too long. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Mia Wipke.
Now, Wipke had it in her sight. She went up and just didn't time her jump quite right and came down with it, went off her knee, and Elk Rapids will keep possession as from the corner three is no good. But once again, Elk Rapids with the rebound as they dump it back down low. Another shot here for Elk Rapids. Rebound now to Oscoda, and they'll get their first opportunity.
Wipke gets it in the right corner. That's Mia Wipke down to Kingsley Backstrom. Little up and under. Ellie Kellstrom up top three. Knock it down.
Nice shot. Really good look. Great ball rotation. And Oscoda's going to come out with a little bit of a full court press.
The 1-2-2 press. 1-3-1 maybe actually here. Left side breaking it easily was Elk Rapids. It's Bingham. Bingham goes up top to Stanfest. 3-2 Owls into the corner. And a three-pointer from the left corner. Knock it down. Morgan Bergquist.
And looks like Elk Rapids also going to try and put a little pressure here as they'll knock it out. Oscoda will maintain possession. Good start to this game. Good clean basketball here in the first minute and a half.
5-3. Inbound to Luella Wipke. She'll run to the right, cut back to the middle, bounce pass it to Gooch. Gooch right through the middle, able to dribble through the pressure. Right wing, Ellie Kjellstrom, pump fake at three, gets into the short corner, and then dribbles it out of bounds.
Yeah, she got away with one there. She had a double dribble on that, but ended up turning it over as well. Again, Oscoda, a little bit of a press here as they break it pretty easily and all the way to the basket, and that's a bucket. Elk Rapids, that's 15, Hunter Schellenbarger, and it's 7-3.
Back into that press. Owls got to get away from the basket. This time they break it nicely into Backstrom. Backstrom, layup on the left side is good.
Beautiful. That's how you break the press, and they turned, you know, an opportunity right there. Once they broke it, got a really nice easy bucket.
Left side, Berkowitz. Berkowitz cross court. Stanfest drives, little floater right in front of the rim. It's short. Rebound comes down to Gooch. Gooch, bounce pass to Luella Wipke. 7-5, Elk Rapids. 2.5 minutes into this one. Mia Wipke on the left wing. Up top, Backstrom. Backstrom, couple of dribbles. We'll hand it off to Mia Wipke. We'll hand it back to Luella Wipke. And now they will start their offensive set. Screen by Backstrom. Wipke works around it. Right corner, Mia Wipke. Pump fake three. Step back into a three. Knees off the glass. Got it to go.
Mia Wipke.
Beautiful night for the bank to be open here up in Gaylord.
8-7, Oscoda. Left side, Berkowitz drives right into the lane and good. And both teams breaking. Excuse me, that was Bingham, not Berkowitz, excuse me. Bingham is both teams breaking the press. Great is Mia Wipke into the lane, and she'll be fouled. And they're going to stay on the floor.
Yeah, we talked about that early, Brad, and you brought it up. And so far, Oscoda's done a really nice job of playing through that pressure and playing through that contact. You know, only one foul apiece here 3 minutes into the game, and it's been a physical game.
Kjellstrom looks to inbound. Will go up top. It's picked off by Schellenbarger. And Schellenbarger will bring it up. Elk Rapids with the basketball. Cross court to Bingham. Bingham in that left corner. Gets a screen. The Owls in the zone. Pass inside in the zone. Stand fast. Up and under. Got it with the foul.
Good up and under move. Athletic. Got her off her feet, and she's going to have the opportunity here for a three-point play as it's now 11-8 in favor of Elk Rapids.
4:42 to play in our first quarter. This game brought to you in part by Instaco Premium Products of Oscoda and the Bresch Funeral Homes of Oscoda, Au Gray, Hale, Prescott, Tawa City, and Twining. Free throw is good. So Stanfest completes a three-point play, makes it 12-8. Owls break the press. And then turn it over. Gooch had the ball stolen from her. Here comes Elk Rapids. Up top, Berkquist for three up, right on, no good. Rebound, Kingsley Backstrom.
Good rebound by Backstrom.
Luella Wipke has it stolen by Stanfest. Stanfest right to the rim. Timeout, Oscoda take one with them. 14-8 Elk Rapids on WKJC, your power station for sports. Girls Regional Basketball brought to you in part by Ahead of Time Salon and Nails of Oscoda, Alpena Community College in Oscoda and Alpena, and A. Curley Contracting of Oscoda. 14-8 as the Owls turn it over in the press again. Lauren Bingham was fouled. And so Elk Rapids, they're going to give her a shooting foul on that.
You know, Toppy took a timeout there, right there, Coach Toppy, and talked to him about that very thing. It looked like they called a play out of the timeout, and they were going to run that play whether it worked or not, and unfortunately she threw it right to her.
First free throw is a little bit long for Bingham. They've had balanced scoring so far to get their 14 points. Stanfest has 5, Bingham has 4, Berkquist with 3. Had a few different players score. Second free throw by Bingham is good.
He's got a really nice looking stroke from the free throw line.
Inbound to Wipke, just dribbles right through the press, inside to Backstrom. Backstrom up off the glass, scores.
Beautiful breaking of the press by Oscoda. And they're going to back off now. They're
smart.
It is smart. And they're going to back off and go into a zone here and make them shoot from the outside a little bit.
Berkquist down the right block, little over-the-shoulder shot, no good. Rebound by Kjellstrom, and they're going to say a jump ball as Berkquist and Kjellstrom are fighting for it, and Oscoda will have the basketball.
Yeah, good aggressive rebound as well. You can't bring it down, though, and that's one of my pet peeves. Man, when you get that ball up top, leave it up there.
Inbound to Luella Wicke. Dribbles through the press again. Right side, Ellie Kellstrom. Thought about the three. Inside to Gooch on the right block. Gooch goes underneath the basket. Bounce pass to Wipke. Wipke left wing three. Knock it down.
Get in there. Good shot.
Mia Wipke second three. And it's 15-13. And now it's Stanfest. Stanfest cross-court pass. Bingham for three. Left side, no good. Rebound to Backstrom.
Good rebound by Backstrom.
Luella Wipke bringing it up for the Owls. Goes to Mia Wipke. Left corner, another three. No good.
Oh, halfway down.
So close. Rebound comes down to Bingham of Elk Rapids. Bingham hands off. Three-pointer left side. Knock it down. Schellenbarger.
Hunter Schellenbarger.
First three, second three of the night by Elk Rapids. 17-13. Pass to Backstrom. Backstrom out to Ava Gooch. Bounce pass into Ellie Kellstrom, who will dribble it out, and the Owls will reset with Luella Wipke.
Well done. That was really, really heads-up play to slow that down. The pace is getting away from Oscoda a little bit.
They're going to go. Ava Gooch drove to the elbow, went up with a shot, and they're going to go with a jump ball. And so it'll go to Elk Rapids. Ashton Ely checks into the game for Ellie Kellstrom.
Kellstrom's had a really nice early start to this, three rebounds already, and has played really well.
Left side, Bingham in the left corner for Elk Rapids. Up top to Morton. Morton now right side to Stanfest. Stanfest drives to the left elbow. Goes in, bounce pass right side, open jumper, no good for Schellenbarger. Rebound, Bergquist. Bergquist, little up and under move on a pass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ava Gooch as Stanfest couldn't finish. Ava Gooch, bounce pass into Backstrom. Backstrom over the shoulder, had it blocked. Rebound comes down to Bergquist. Stanfest will bring it up, go left corner to Bingham. Bingham drives baseline. Bounce pass, Schellenbarger up top to Stanfest. Good defense by the Owls. Now left side, Bingham. Bingham drives down the lane. Floater, good.
Really nice take with the left hand.
7 points for Bingham. Elk Rapids 19. And Oscoda 13. Ashton Ely knocked it down.
Big bucket. Oscoda needed that one and got it.
Makes it 19-16. Oscoda shooting much better today than they did any point last week, that's for sure. Stanfest, right side to Morton. Morton into the corner, Schellenbarger, now back up to Morton. Morton left side to Bingham, into the corner, Stanfest, he'll try a three. Too long, rebound, pulled down by Elk Rapids, though. They've gotten so many more offensive rebounds than the Owls. Bergquist drives baseline, kick out to Stanfest. Stanfest drives baseline now. Kick right wing. 4-3, air ball, rebound, Ashton Ely. Ely will bring it up through some pressure, hand it off to Ava Gooch. Ava Gooch on the right wing, Ely in the corner, pump fake a three, goes up for three, no good. Rebound, fought for and controlled by Stanfest of Elk Rapids. And wide open down the floor is Bingham, who lays it in easily. Makes it 21-16, 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Wipke to Ely. Ely, cross court to Mia Wipke. Mia Wipke just going to launch a deep three, way too long. And rebound comes down to Morton for Elk Rapids. And with 15 seconds left, looks like they'll hold for one shot. Just dribbling out by the logo as Stanfest goes left side to Bingham, who brings it up top. 7 seconds, they got to go. And he's going to go to Stanfest. Stanfest just going to try a three, too long. Rebound, Backstrom, and a foul to go along with it. So that will go on 15, Schellenbarger. And with half a second left, the Owls will inbound. Ellie Kellstrom checks in for Ava Gooch. Just kind of, there's no pressure. Bounce pass it in front of Wipke and just have her chuck it, but they throw it right to her. Quarter end. So at the end of one, it is Oscoda 21 and Elk Rapids 16 on WKJC, your power station for sports. I High school basketball brought to you in part by Miles & Sons Insurance of Oscoda, Pinconning and Standish, Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, and Napa Auto Parts of Aug Ray, Oscoda and East Dallas. I will start with the basketball. They trail by 5, 21-16. Luella Wipke drives, gets to the right short corner, brings it back up, hands it off to Mia Wipke. Mia Wipke looks, goes into Ellie Kellstrom. It's knocked away and stolen. Here comes Elk Rapids. Stanfest has it up top. She drives inside. Little floater at the rim. Nice play by Kendall Stanfest.
Very athletic move to the bucket.
23-16, Elk Rapids. And now the ball poked away from Wipke, and we're going to have a jump ball, and it should go to Elk Rapids. And it does. Kingsley Backstrom will check back into the game.
Oscoda wisely backing off into a zone here and not trying the full court press. I tell you, it's Elk Rapids has been able to speed up Oscoda in the last few minutes here, and it's really shown. They need to just settle down just a little bit. I like the fact that they've put up 16 points early here, but they're getting into a run and gun that I don't know they want to get into with Elk Rapids.
Bounce pass into Stanfest to Morton. Morton too strong on a layup. Rebound comes down to Kingsley Backstrom. She goes to Luella Wipke. Right side, Ashton Ely. Ely drives, cross court, Ellie Kellstrom into a three, short, and ball will go out of bounds. So Elk Rapids will take over.
Good ball movement. They got a good look. It just didn't go down. So hopefully some of those can start falling again. They were falling earlier, and they've kind of cooled off just a little bit shooting-wise here as Oscoda.
Leading scorer in that first quarter was Lauren Bingham. She had 9 points for Elk Rapids. It's Lily Morton who has the basketball up top, and she has it picked off by Luella Wipke on a pass to the right side. Wipke will bring it up. Drive right down the lane. Floater!
Oh,
they're going
to
say,
give it to her.
They're going to say no shot. She made the floater.
She did. They're going to call it on the floor. She fought through the contact. Looked like they definitely could have called the continuation, but there
was absolutely on her way up when she was fouled.
Yeah, it definitely looked
like it.
Yeah, that's a tough one, and Coach Toppy wanted that one bad.
Ely inbounds to Backstrom. Backstrom.
Oh,
traveled.
Yep.
Picked up her pivot foot.
She got herself into a bad situation a little bit underneath the bucket and kind of tried to bail herself out as another turnover. That's 5 already for Oscoda.
Timeout for Elk Rapids. We'll take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by Hungry Howie's Pizza of Oscoda and East Dallas, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, and Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union with 10 locations to serve you. 23-16, Elk Rapids over the top of Oscoda, and they have the basketball. Driving down that right baseline was Stanfest, goes to Morton. Morton up over the top of Kellstrom is good. Morton's first bucket.
Elk Rapids going to back off and let Oscoda bring it up as well. Both teams backed out of the press as, that's a good call. I thought for a minute it was going to go the wrong way, but nice screen there, and the Elk Rapids player went right through her, so she'll pick up the foul.
Lauren Bingham's second foul, she'll check out. Bergquist will check back in for her. That is the fourth team foul on Elk Rapids. 6:14 to play, 25-16. Elk Rapids up top to Luella Wipke out of the inbound. Wipke with the basketball up top, guarded by Stanfest. Screen by Backstrom. Hand off Mia Wipke. Back to Ely on the right side. Ely pump fake a three. Hand it off to Mia Wipke. Mia Wipke picks up her dribbles. Got nowhere to go. Bounce pass to Ellie Kellstrom. Kellstrom up top, Luella Wipke. And now they'll set it up again. Wipke just drives down the right side, and she'll be fouled, and she will go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, good take. Good take by the freshman going up in the land of trees and said, okay. And they are going to say it was in the act of shooting, so she'll get to go to the line to get a couple of free throws.
Wipke yet to get in the scoring column in this game. Leading scorer for the Owls was Mia Wipke with 6. Knocked home 2 threes in that first quarter. Luella misses the first. 9-point lead for Elk Rapids, 25-16. Second free throw. That one's good. So Luella gets in the scoring column. Makes it 25-17. Right side, Morton. Morton will go up top to Ellie Plum. And Plum overthrows her intended target, Hunter Schellenbarger, down low. Mattia Ball will check in for number 12, Allie Plum. Oscoda will make a substitution as well on the next dead ball. Luella Wipke will walk it up for the Owls. Get a screen from Kallstrom. Go up top to Backstrom. Backstrom back to Wipke. Left side, Mia Wipke trying another three. Too long. Rebound pulled down by number one Ball, and then a foul coming on Ely.
Yeah, you hate to see that far in the backcourt. Not going to hurt anybody back there underneath their own basket, but a little bit of a cheap foul. That's going to be the first, though. No foul trouble thus far with 5.5 minutes left, roughly. It's only nine fouls between the two teams. So
Emily Smith checks in for Ashton Ely. Again, 25-17 Elk Rapids. Left side, that is Ball for Elk Rapids. Now back up top to Morton. Morton right side, Stanfest into Berquist at the elbow. Had it poked away. Fight for the basketball, and Backstrom comes away with it for the Owls. Here comes Luella Wipke. Wipke to Smith in the right corner. She'll drive down the baseline. Kick it out to Mia Wipke. Up top, Backstrom. Backstrom back to Ellie Kallstrom on the right wing. And up top to Luella Wipke. Right side to Emily Smith. She'll try a three. Knock it down!
She shot that one from the Elk Rapids sidelines. Beautiful shot. They needed that one, and they'll cut it to five.
Emily Smith was the leading JV scorer each of the last 2 years. Up top to Ball. Elk Rapids a little bit standstill in their offense right now. Driving down the baseline is Morton. Morton kick left side, Stanfest. Stanfest pump fake a three drive baseline, and she'll just battle her way through there to the right wing for a three and knock it down. Schellenbarger.
That'll be for two. Looks like your foot was on the line, so here comes Oscoda.
Out to Ellie Kallstrom. She'll try a three off the back iron. No good. Rebound, Backstrom.
Good
Backstrom
rebound.
Backstrom up and can't get it to go.
Oh, a lot of contact as well. Battled through it. Could have easily picked up a foul.
Stanfest brings it up for Elk Rapids. Goes between her legs and now back up top to Morton. 27-20 Elk Rapids. 3:40 to play in our first half. This regional semifinal. Ball passes it to Schellenbarger up top. Schellenbarger down low. Low pass for Morton, who throws it up off the window and got it to go. And makes it 29-20.
Starting to slip away a little bit. Oscoda needs a bucket.
Wipke to Mia Wipke. Gets a screen by Kallstrom. She'll stop and pop an open three. Knock it down off
the
window. Get
in there. The bank is open in Gaylor tonight. That's two beauties that they called off the backboard.
29-23 as Wipke gets her third made three of the night, second one off the glass. Morton goes left side, inside now to Bergquist. Bergquist goes straight up through the contact, short, got her own rebound. No good. Rebound on the ground. Two Owls were fighting for it, and it comes out to Elk Rapids, who then have it tipped away, but still Elk Rapids with the basketball, and Stanfest will come out with it. She's got great control with the basketball, yeah, Stanfest does.
Yeah, she really does. She's got good handles for sure.
Lily Morton left side to Bergquist. Bergquist into Schellenbarger. Back out for a three. Ball, knock it down.
Yeah, that's a situation where they rotated the ball. They got it to the top of the key and then kicked it back out. And that free throw line extended. That center is tough inside. Good passer as we have a ball go out of bounds. Looks like it's going to be turnover on Oscoda. Yeah, there's a lot of contact there, but no foul call. We talked about that. You know, when we get to this regional level, we've got nine fouls in with 2 minutes left to go here in the first half, and there's been a lot of contact.
Say so we could have 19. There's no doubt. They're being consistent here of
sure.
Not calling it.
Yep.
The Owls, what they really need to work on here is Elk Rapids is swinging it around. They're getting misses. The problem is they're not getting them. They're not getting the rebound offense.
Right.
So many offensive rebounds. Bergquist left wing three, knock it down.
And they just keep moving it around, and they're working through the post. I love teams that work it through the post. You hear me talk about that all the time.
35-23 now Elk Rapids. Inside Backstrom. Backstrom up through the contact. Got it to go.
And one. That's how you fight through the contact, my friend.
Makes it a 35-25 game. 1:40 to play. Ava Gooch will check back in. She'll replace Emily Smith. As Backstrom goes to the line to try and complete the three-point play. Free throw up. And can't get that one to go. Rebound Bergquist. Stan Fess will bring it up for Elk Rapids. Cross court to Bergquist. Another three. Knock it down again.
Oh, and she's feeling it. And apparently everybody in Elk Rapids is left-handed as well, as she brought it from the left side and nothing but nylon.
Left side, Gooch. Gooch bounce pass off a foot and then a jump ball that will stay with the Owls, I believe. 38-25 Elk Rapids, 1:17 to play in our first half.
Love to see Osco to get a couple of buckets here before the half.
Gooch will inbound to Wipke. Luella Wipke will bring it up top. Goes to Mia Wipke for another three.
Get in there. That's a beauty.
Her fourth three of the half, and it's 38-28. They've cut it to 10. 104 to play in our first half. Can they get a stop? That's been the hardest part.
They need a stop and a rebound.
That second part, very, very important. Inside Bergquist,
she
and she's going to travel.
Yes, she did.
Couldn't handle it.
No, they let her just a little bit too far, and a good pickup by the official on the opposite side here. Well, good opportunity here to cut into that 10-point lead. Let's get a bucket.
47 seconds remaining here. Luella Wipke up to Ellie Kallstrom to Gooch. Gooch wanted to get it into Backstrom. It was tipped away, and Gooch still coming away with it. And now a foul going to be called here on Bergquist. Is that the seventh? That is the seventh, so Gooch will go to the line.
First time anybody's been to the free throw line on the I guess we had an N1, but, yeah, it's not a lot of fouls.
Not a lot of free throws, yeah.
Not a lot of free throws.
So Gooch at the line for a 1-1. Down 10 are the Owls. Free throw is up. It's good, so she'll get the second. This game brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Dallas and Dean Arbor Ford of Dallas City and Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank. Gooch will shoot the second free throw, and now Kaiden Ely will check into the game. She'll give Kingsley Backstrom a breather. So now 38-30. One more stop here for the Owls. They can feel pretty good going into halftime.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, heck, they've already scored more than they scored against Alcona on Friday.
Now they've played well. They really have. They just need to hold on here these last few seconds of this half.
Stanfest has it left wing, drives, little elbow jumper. She'll be fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two as they hit off the back iron.
She's smooth. She's a smooth basketball player. She really is. She's athletic. Very, very fluid.
Looks in total control, even moving quickly. Because, you know, some easy controlled players sometimes, they got, you know, nice hesitation dribbles. She is, she's just going. Yeah, she seems in total control of what she's doing. Not a ton of scoring from her. She's got now 8 points on the night after that one.
Yeah, really solid half, though. You can tell she's kind of the stir that stirs it. The straw that stirs it? There you go.
Yeah, there it is. 39-30. And now 40-30. 22 seconds left. Luella Wipke will bring it up for the Owls. Screen by Gooch, handoff to Gooch. Inside to Kallstrom, out to Luella Wipke, right corner three. Knock it down! 7 seconds remaining. Stanfest brings it up. She'll drive left side, spin move, nice shot, and she is fouled.
It's going to be fouled with 0.8. That's a killer. Yep, that's an absolute killer, but what a move. She went to the left side, spin dribble to the center, and freed herself up and caught a little bit of the arm, so she'll go to the line. 7-point ball game, though.
That's Wipke's third foul, Mia
Wipke.
Yeah,
that's the bigger piece of that.
First free throw, no good. So Backstrom will check in. for Mia Wipke, just so she doesn't pick up a foul blocking out.
Don't need a cheap one here for sure. Yeah, nope.
Standfast will shoot the second free throw with 0.8 on the clock. And missed that one too. Rebound by Backstrom. And so the Owls finish the half strong. It is Elk Rapids 40, Oscoda 33 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Seconds until we get our second half underway. Currently it is 40-33 Elk Rapids. And so, I mean, hey, on either side, offense is not a problem.
No, it's been a really, really entertaining, excellent first half. It really has. And Oscoda's got to be pleased with where they're at. I mean, if you looked at a lot of the measurables coming in, you'd think, well, you know, this is right where they need to be. They're sticking around. They're in the ballgame. I'm going to tell you right now, though, the first 2-3 minutes of this second half are going to be huge for Oscoda.
Go through the scoring in that first half. Leader for Elk Rapids, Lauren Bingham. She had 9 points. And then it was Morgan Berquist with 8 by my count. They gave a 3, a 2 at some point in that first quarter that I missed. I think Berquist is the one who had it. She's got 8. Shailen Barger with 7. And then Morton and Ball have 4 and 3. For Oscoda, Mia Wipke knocked home 4 threes. 2 of them off the glass for 12 points. And then Kingsley Backstrom had 6. Luella Wipke had 4. Ellie Kellstrom, Emily Smith, and Ashton Ely each had 3. Ava Gooch had 2.
You know, a couple of highlights I thought for Oscoda. Number one, you know, just to be in the ball game right now, you know, and they handled the pressure pretty well. They're putting up a lot of fight. This is as impressive as I've seen them all season. Had the opportunity to see them a couple of times, and this is the best that I think they've played by far and away.
They're going to need a battle for 16 more minutes. Elk Rapids will start with the basketball. This game brought to you in part by Bay Party Store in East Dallas, Auto Tech of East Dallas, and Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Dallas City. We asked at halftime, I believe we're picking up a new listener from Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out. Hopefully you're out there listening. We'll try to be as impartial as possible.
Yeah, we'll try. It's an Elk Rapids fan. We're going to do our best. Stan Fest will bring it up for Elk Rapids. Work on that left side. Drive baseline. Gets underneath the basket. She'll kick out to Bingham. Bingham right side. Shailen Barger. Back up top to Bingham. Bingham will hand off to Stanfest, and they'll have to try again. Stanfest drives right side, hands off to Morton. Morton just drives right down the lane, and she'll be fouled from behind. That is Mia Whiskey's fourth.
Yep, that's what we couldn't have happen if you're an Oscoda fan. She got beat. She got beat. She tried to make up for it, caught her on the arm, clear foul. Unfortunately, that's going to be 4 for Oscoda's Mia Wipke, and the senior is going to have to take a seat.
She was good up high. She blocked the shot clean up high, but her other hand was pushing underneath, and that's why the backside official made the call, and the correct call at that. Morton's free throw is up, and it is good. Makes it 41-33. The Owls fought back multiple times. Got down 9, fought back. Got down 8, fought back. Got down, you know, oh, not quite double digits. No one's held a double-digit lead yet, but they kept on fighting back. Second free throw by Morton. Rims in, rims out, and rims back in.
Emily Smith checked in. She's a sophomore. She checked in. She's a good basketball player, but she's going to have to play some really important minutes for Oscoda at this point.
Ava Gooch will bounce pass to Backstrom. She could be big in this half. Kick out Kellstrom. Kellstrom thought about the three. Hands off to Gooch. Gooch going to get a screen by Wipke. Gooch drives right down the lane. Bounce pass, and she took 3 steps going down.
She walked. Just a little bit out of control.
7:08 to play in our third quarter, 42-33. Owls got to find a way to get stops.
Yeah, both teams have backed off from the press as well. I've noticed here in the second, ever since about halfway through that first quarter.
Yeah, both teams broke those a little too easily. Inside to Berquist. Cross the lane, pass no good. Stolen by Ellie Kellstrom. She'll go down low to Kingsley Backstrom, who has to fight through contact, out to Kellstrom for 3, knock it down!
Big bucket for Ellie Kellstrom, the senior.
42-36, Owls cut it to 6. Standfast, hands off to Bingham. Bingham, right side, Shailen Barger to Berquist, back to Bingham up top. On that right wing is Schellenbarger. Hand off to Morton in the right corner. And now Emily Smith fighting. And now they're going to pick up Emily Smith with a foul.
Yeah, cheap one.
Two fouls in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Got to lay off a little bit here for the Owls. It's one thing to play aggressive, but you can't put this team at the line.
No, and just too much reaching and not enough moving of the feet. She actually fouled her twice before they called it.
Ashton Ely checks in for Emily Smith. So the rotation will come in of players who will try to replace Mia Wipke. Left side, Schellenbarger. Cross court to Bingham. Bingham up top. Drives to the free throw line. Nothing there. Hands it off to Stanfest. Stanfest gets to that right elbow. Goes behind her back. Hesitation dribble. Wipke sticks with her. Backstrom now guarding Berquist. Berquist, little floater, and she got it to go
really
up the
window. Really nice left hand.
10 points on the night for Berquist.
Good body control as well.
44-36, Elk Rapids. Luella Wipke gets a screen from Ely. Works into the lane. Kick out to Gooch. Gooch screened by Kellstrom. And back out to Ely. Ely drives through the lane. Throws it up because she was going to travel. No good. Rebound comes down to Stanfest. Stanfest drives right down the block. Loses the basketball. Knocked out of bounds by the Owls.
I'll tell you, when she gets the basketball, you need to make sure that you're looking at what she's doing because she'll go by you. She's smooth.
She is super smooth. 44-36. Timeout. Owls take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. Game brought to you in part by Oscoda Area Schools, Kohl's Appliance of Lincoln and Tawa City, and your local McDonald's of Oscoda, Mayo, Roscommon, Rose City, and Tawa City.
Well, Oscoda's still hanging around. Only down 8. They're in pretty good shape. We really, really need to continue to pound the basketball. I think they could pick up the pace just a little bit as well. You know, I think Kingsley. You know, really, Elk Rapids here, opportunity to go on a big run could kind of put this thing away. So it's important to Oscoda to hang around right now.
Yeah, the game's kind of teetering. Can either get tight or Elk Rapids could run away with this. Stanfest with the basketball. Goes right through Wipke and right to the lane. Nice play by Stanfest. Easy layup makes it 46-36. Largest lead of the game for Elk Rapids at 10. Ellie Kellstrom basketball up top for the Owls. Hand off Wipke and almost had it stolen. Hand off to Ashton Ely. Ely, hand off to Wipke, and a foul going to come as Bingham got in between there and forced her way in between there. Team first, her third.
It's another one of those very, very athletic young ladies that we talk about for Elk Rapids, though. Just very, very fluid.
Left side, Ellie Kellstrom thought about three. Instead goes inside Backstrom. Backstrom right through Stanfest, but no good. Rebound pulled down by Stanfest. Hesitation at the top of the lane. Goes up and scores.
Oh, beautiful hesitation at the top. Drew the defense to her and just did the blow by. 12-point lead for Elk Rapids.
Owls need to get a bucket here. Ava Gooch inside Backstrom. Backstrom kind of losing it. Kicks it to Ely. Ely up top to Ellie Kellstrom. Thought about the three. Hands off to Luella Wipke. Drives inside. Kick out. Three for Ely. Too long. And rebound to Berquist of Elk Rapids. Goes inside. Bingham. Left hand. No good. And a jump ball going to be called here. And it will go to the Owls. 48-36. Elk Rapids with the lead in this regional semifinal, 4:08 to play in our third quarter.
Oscoda needs a bucket.
Luella Wipke, hesitation right through the lane, right hand on the left side, scores.
Good handles by the freshman.
3:51, 48-38. Here in the third quarter. Drive left side, Stanfest, underneath the bucket, reverse, good.
She's ridiculous. Putting on a show right now.
She's got 17. Left side, Ely. Open three. Left side, too long. Rebound, Bingham. Out in front is Bingham. Goes to the lane and finishes.
Oscoda might need a timeout. Slow the tide here just a little bit.
52-38. Hand off, Gooch. Open three. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Controlled by Morton, quickly up court. into the lane. Shellen Barger, she'll be fouled as she drives. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
Elk Rapids getting two people out. They're not even paying any attention to the boards right now. They're hustling up the court, and Oscoda's going to have to get back on defense.
Shellen Barger at the line. She had 7 points in that first half, 5 in the first, 2 in the second. 3:09 on the clock here in the third quarter, 52-38. Elk Rapids with their largest lead of the game. First free throw is up, and that one's good. Currently a 13-5 quarter. Got a whistle. Get a timeout. Oh, okay, timeout, Oscoda. They're going to take a 30. So we'll keep it here. But so Oscoda's working without Mia Wipke now in the game. That's been no surprise that she checks out of the game. Game's starting to get a little bit out of hand. She's a steadying force on offense and defense. Owl's got to find something, find somebody. I like the idea of down to Kingsley Backstrom.
Yeah, I do too, and she's had a really, really nice game. She's solid. She's been fighting through contact. You know, but Elk Rapids right now, their athleticism is just too much for Oscoda. They're able to send three to the boards and get two out, and they're fast breaking. They're getting some easy buckets. You can tell that's something they talked about at the halftime, and they're coming out, they're executing right now.
How long can you wait before you put Wipke back in the game?
Well, I think you probably got to see if you can't ride out this quarter, but I think if you wait too long, it's going to be too late.
Shellen Barger makes the second free throw. Kite Neely will check in. Ashton Neely will check out. So makes it 54-38. They need to find some offense.
They need to find some offense, and they need to find a way to stop number 11 as well. Standfast is just putting on a clinic right now here in the second half.
Owls with the basketball inside to Kellstrom. Kellstrom up through Standfast and can't get it to go, but she will go to the line to shoot two.
Well, and that's something you need to do if you get that opportunity. Maybe get her into foul trouble and cause some issues that way. But well,
it's only her second.
And anytime you get the opportunity here to score with the clock turned off, that's always a good thing as well.
Kellstrom will shoot two. First one is up and gets the friendly roll off the front rim. 4 points in the quarter now, 7 in the game for Ellie Kellstrom. Second free throw is up, and that one rims out. Stays 54-39. Standfast got the rebound. Just drives, kick out, Bergquist, top of the key, 3, and she is just unconscious.
She is knocking him down. And give a lot of credit right there again to Standfast as she drove it in and kicked it right back out. All the attention is coming to her at this point as well.
Backstrom, down low to Gooch, up and good.
Beautiful assist. Beautiful assist to the back door and a nice cut.
Makes it 57-41, so he's still a 16-point lead. Standfast, basketball up top, goes left side. In, now Bergquist has it left corner. And tried to throw it up top, threw it to nobody. And so Standfast will grab it, and it'll be an over and back. Owls will inbound. Ava Gooch right here in front of us. Bounce pass to Luella Wipke. The freshman point guard brings it up. Right side, Kite Neely. Ely, little floater. Caught
oh,
with the ball.
Beautiful shot. With the left hand, a little bit of an up and under as well. The hoop and the harm. Chance for a three-point play. Beautiful.
Foul on Morton. Her second. Kide Neely. At the line. Free throw is up and good. Makes it 57-44. They cut it to 13. Can they stop number 11, Standfest? And when stop her, can they also stop 32? Bergquist, who's just been knocking down jump shots left and right. Bingham has it on the right side for Elk Rapids. Back up top to Standfest. Standfest just standing on the logo. Goes right side to Morton. Picks up her dribble. Goes to Shellen Barger. Inside now on Standfest. Open left corner. 3. Little long. Rebound Backstrom. And Backstrom shoved to the ground. And so that'll be the fourth team foul. That's third on Morton.
Again, I love the way they work that ball through the high post, though. I know I keep bringing it up, but they get that ball into the high post. As soon as Oscoda comes down on them to defend, it leaves a wide open three every single time.
Fouls bring it up. Chance to cut it to 10. Up top, Lou Elowipke. Thought about the three. Goes to Gooch. Gooch, cross court. Kallstrom, it was tipped and stolen. Bingham brings it up. We'll stop with no numbers and go to Stanfest. Stanfest has it out at the top of the key. Hand off to Morton. Now left side, Schellenbarger. Cross court. Tipped away by Backstrom as they try to get it to Bergquist. 1:04 to play in our third quarter, 57-44. Stanfest basketball up top. Goes left side to Bingham. Bingham to the high post. Kick out Bergquist. Right side, Stanfest. Thought about the three. Dribbles back. Step back into a three. No good. Rebound won by Ellie Kallstrom of the Owls. And she is trapped, able to kick it out to Luella Wipke, though. Here come the Owls. Wipke, bounce pass right side, Gooch. Wanted to get it into Backstrom. Nothing there. Pass was tipped up in the air. And now a jump ball will send it to Elk Rapids.
You know, I really like the way that Luella Wipke is playing right now out top, though. She's really under control. Forget she's just a freshman.
33 seconds left in the quarter. Let's see if Elk Rapids holds for one. 57-44. Elk Rapids with the lead. Nope, Schellenbarger launching a corner two. No good. Rebound, though, Stanfest fights through contact. No good. Rebound down low again by Stanfest. Turns, goes in, kick out. Bingham, or Morton. Morton dribbles into a mid-range jumper. No good. And back out to Morton. Now Bergquist, a right wing three. No good. Rebound grabbed by Backstrom. 4 seconds remaining. Backstrom into the lane. Got to throw it up. They don't. Man, Backstrom lost it through the lane. Didn't have time. So at the end of three, Elk Rapids 57, Oscoda 44 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Hey! 57-44. Oscoda over the top of, Elk Rapids over the top of Oscoda. And with one quarter to go, I mean, they're going to need to get a couple of turnovers. They're going to need to knock down some big shots to get back in this one.
Yeah, they really are, and Mia Wipke's going to come back into the game with the four fouls, but it's time. It's do-or-die time if you're Oscoda.
Luella Wipke brings it up for Oscoda. Couple of dribbles. Goes right side to Kaiden Ely. Ely to the elbow. Kallstrom, a mid-range J. Can't get it to go, and a rebound pulled down by Stanfest. Stanfest up court to Bergquist. Bergquist stop and pop mid-range J. Too long, rebound Backstrom.
Solid.
Luella Wipke brings it up for the Owls. She'll stop and pop a three. Too long. Rebound comes down to Stanfest. She's everywhere around the basketball. Stanfest in the lane, little hop step. Kick out Bergquist, wide open, no good. And rebound grabbed by Kingsley Backstrom, and a foul going to be called. Looks like Bingham will pick up a foul. And Backstrom gets the rebound, and the hard work pays off.
Yeah, she's had a really, really nice game. Kingsley Backstrom has been my player of the game thus far. Really, really solid effort tonight.
Number one, Ball. Mattia Ball will check into the game. Number two, Lauren Bingham will check out. .7:15 to play in our fourth quarter, 57-44. Elk Rapids, who now it's more the clock versus Oscoda, even more than it is Elk Rapids. They've got to score, and they got to score quick. Kite Neely into the lane. Goes up through some contact. No good. Ball on the ground. Comes down to 15, Schellenbarger. Stanfest will just kind of walk it across. And Oscoda will play a little ball pressure now. At least they're going to have to. A 13-point lead now for Elk Rapids. And two Owls collide, stealing a pass. Could have just caught it and been running the other way. Instead, they whacked at it. Stanfest with the basketball. Floater, no good. Rebound, Bingham, and a foul underneath. And it'll go on for Ellie Kallstrom.
Looks like she caught her on the way down, but really nice take by Stanfest there. It was halfway down. She was turning around going to the other end.
Morton will inbound underneath. Give it to Stanfest in the short corner. Bounce pass back to Morton underneath. Goes up, scores.
Well-designed play.
First scoring of our fourth quarter. Left side, Mia Wipke thought about the three. Now we'll just drive baseline, nothing there. Kick out Ellie Kellstrom. She will try the three. It's off left. And rebound knocked out of bounds by Stanfest. As the first mistake Stanfest has made in this game.
Okay, we're in her head now.
15-point lead for Oak Rapids, 59-44. Ellie Kellstrom will inbound. Maybe, there it is. Get it to Luella Lewipke. Wipke hands off to Ellie Kellstrom. Kellstrom falls down with it. Mattia Ball gets a steal. And Ball will just dribble to the left block. Kick out to Schellenbarger. Now left wing. Back to Schellenbarger for three. No good. Rebound underneath. Bergquist. She's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
And Oscoda needs to pick up the intensity just a little bit now. You start to see they're starting to grab the bottom of their shorts a little bit. They're kind of looking around. You see them looking up at the scoreboard. Starting to get crunch time at this point.
Bergquist, who's been fantastic, is at the line. First free throw is no good. They're getting the misses they need right now, man. Ely checks in for Ely. Ashton for Kaiden.
Solid minutes for the sophomore, Kaiden Ely.
5:57 to play. Owls need quick buckets as Bergquist makes the second free throw. 14 points on the night for her. Wipke inbounds to Kellstrom. Now back to Wipke. Wipke down the lane into Kingsley Backstrom. No good. Luella Wipke got the rebound, though, and she is fouled as she goes to the line to shoot two.
Luella Wipke with her head up. Nice pass down low to Kingsley Backstrom and just couldn't quite finish, but really nice look up the floor. Very, very impressed as well with the freshman point guard from Oscoda, Wipke.
First free throw is good. Luella with seven on the night. Makes it 60-45. Second free throw, too long, rebound grabbed by Elk Rapids. Stanfest to walk it up for Elk Rapids, left side, open his Ball in a corner three, a little long, rebound comes down to Ball, mid-range jumper, good.
Mattia Ball.
Just got tipped out to her and she was in the right place, right time, and it's 62-45. Luella Wipke now, clearing some space, goes left side, Mia Wipke gets a screen. Mia Wipke, right side to Ely. And Ely to Wipke. Now to Wipke. Blocked by Stanfest. Mia gets her own rebound. Maybe Ball on the ground. We're going to have a jump. It'll go to Elk Rapids.
What a play. I mean, that girl is all over the place.
What a play. What a player. We'll take a break. Timeout, Elk Rapids on WKJC, your power station for sports. .5:10 remaining in our contest. Oscoda going to go back into the press. And they've got everybody up.
Yeah, and I think it's a good time for this. I mean, it's do or die time at this point. And right off the bat here, it looks like, well, it's knocked around, but they're going to keep possession.
Just couldn't get it to go their way. I mean, Elk Rapids just made three straight bad passes there. But now it's in the hands of Stanfest, and everything is okay again. Stanfest drives left baseline. Runner is good.
What a move.
She's been amazing.
Beautiful stop and start. Nice finger roll with the left hand. What can't she do?
19-point lead for Elk Rapids, and Kendall Stanfest has done it all. Luella Wipke to Backstrom. Backstrom up through contact. She'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
I love Backstrom's heart. She goes so hard. She really has played a really solid game, and I just love her energy and her intensity still. She's not ready to give this game up, I can tell you that.
4:32 to play. It's 64-45. First free throw no good by Backstrom. Second free throw coming here. Sophomore Owl. That one's good.
Nice touch. Back into that press. See if we can get a turnover.
Stand fast to Morton. They break it to Schellenbarger. Schellenbarger.
No, they'll get it. That little bit out of control, and that's what you hope for when you go to that press, is you hope that you can speed them up a little bit, get a couple of turnovers, because that's what it's going to take to have any chance of getting back into this.
Luella Lewipke brings it up for the Owls. Falls down, but able to get it to Mia inside to Backstrom. Backstrom up and under, shot up, good.
And back under control as well. Nice shot.
Back into the press to Standfest at half court. And no one picks her up. She runs into the paint. Kick out Berquist down to Morton. 64-48, 4 minutes to play.
Good awareness by the Elks.
Hand off to Morton. On that right side. Now to Standfest. Standfest will hand it to Schellenbarger. Right side, Morton. Elk Rapids in a bit of a stall. Now to Standfest. Standfest floater. No, man. Kendall Standfest.
She's putting on a show.
She's got 19. Luella Wipke with the basketball for the Owls. Tamia Wipke. Ball is kicked going into Kingsley Backstrom. Kai Neely will check in.
Tremendous minutes for Matea Bell, the sophomore. She came in and played incredible defense. It's not going to show up in the stat department, but I'll tell you what, she was a real energizer out front.
Kai Neely gets it at the elbow, tries to go into Backstrom and stolen a little too high. 66-48. Elk Rapids with the lead and the basketball. Screened by Morton. Standfest drives a little up and under move. She scores again. 12 and a half. Makes it 68-48, a 20-point lead now for Elk Rapids. Mia Wipke. Hand off to Gooch. Ava Gooch, bounce pass to the elbow where Luella Wipke wasn't expecting it. Down the lane, Schellenbarger, a little stop, turn, shot. Can it go? Yes. 70-48. Owls just haven't been able to get stops all night long. Gooch with the basketball. Hand off, ball on the ground, but Backstrom comes away with it. To the Wipke, to Backstrom in the lane. She loses it out of bounds.
Another turnover. Starting to mount a little bit now. They did a really nice job, only six at the half, but Oscoda starting to turn it over.
Inbound to Standfest. Standfest will just run right through the pressure. And go back up top to Morton. 2-10 to play. 22-point lead for Elk Rapids. And it's all been led by number 11, Standfest. Bingham. Bingham goes inside to Morton. Morton outside to Standfest. Wipke guarding her. Standfest goes right by Mia Wipke. Couple of crossovers. She scores. Timeout, Oscoda, back in 60 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Final 2 minutes of this one. The Owls bring it up. Luella Wipke, 72-48. Elk Rapids. Gooch inside to Backstrom. Backstrom up off the window. Can't get it to go. Got her own rebound. Kick out Mia Wipke. Wipke for three. No good. Rebound. Backstrom. Backstrom up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Elk Rapids. Morton. 120 left in this one. It's 72-48. Morton, right side. New player into the game, number five, Scrocky. And Luella Wipke now brings it up after a turnover. 1 minute to play. Wipke thought about the pull-up three, goes into Backstrom, goes right through the contact. She'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Yes. Backstrom's played really well. Just hasn't been able to finish as well at the rim. She's getting deep. She's getting good position. Unfortunately for her, she just has not been able to finish all the time. So But a great effort tonight, honestly. I've loved the intensity. I've loved how hard Oscoda has continued to play. You know, even when they've been down, they're still continuing to play hard here, even though the game has been decided. So, you know, and I know we'll talk about it in the post game here, but a lot to look forward to if you're at the Oscoda Owls. They're a young team. I mean, their best players, really have the opportunity to come back, and they'll be back here again, you know, in the future.
Backstrom misses both free throws. Rebound controlled by Emily Smith for Oscoda. And back into Backstrom, knocked out of bounds by Elk Rapids. Lopez and Michaud will check in. Mia Wipke, the senior, will check out. Kingsley Backstrom, the star, will check out. Leading scorer this season. 72-48, Elk Rapids, 51 seconds left.
And it's starting to set in on the Oscoda sideline. You see a lot of hugs, a few tears being wiped away.
Luella Wipke misses a shot. Bringing it up is Scrocky inside to Bingham, who scores. Luella Wipke will bring it up, 36 seconds left, 74-48. Wipke drives, no good. Rebound controlled by Bingham. And Bingham will just hold the basketball up top. Left side now, number 12, Plum. Plum to number 4, Prey. Prey down low to Bingham. Back outside, 23, Yoakum. Yoakum to Prey. Prey inside. And shot up, no good. Rebound down to Luella Wipke. 5 seconds. Wipke pull up 3 at the buzzer, no good. Our final score. Elk Rapids 74, Oscoda 48 on WKJC, your power station for sports.